family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Tie ball game here as we enter quarter number two, 8-8. The score live in Humboldt this evening. My name is Cody Schwong, bringing you play-by-play here this evening. It is Titan basketball. With it is Glothar. He gets it back on the cut, trying to get it underneath the shoe. Has it knocked away, stolen away this time by Cole Taft. And now a whistle and a foul is going to be called as he gets tangled up. Taft, that is, with Reed Chubb. So personal foul on Reed, his first personal foul, team foul number one of the second quarter. Remember, Cole Hunsecker, the 6'2 sophomore, kind of roams the paint for the Titans, does have three fouls he picked up there in the first quarter. Irish basketball, Toby Baxter has it. Left corner has it knocked away defensively by Reed Chubb. Good defensive effort, quick hands there to knock the ball away. It will stay with the Irish. Inbounding will be Brendan Limeron. Limeron tossing it in. Now lobs it in near the half-court line to Taft. Left side it goes. Limeron back out Baxter. Baxter to Kanabi. Free throw line jump shot up and good by Cooper Kanabi. Kanabi with his first basket on the evening. The Irish have their second lead of the ball game, just when it was 3-2. 10-8 now the score. Irish in front, just underway here in the second quarter. On the ensuing possession, bad spot to get tied up with it. Over there was Darius Bowling, got right on the other side of the half-court line, and he was double-teamed there by Taft and Limeron, and ended up losing the ball out of bounds to turnover to the Irish. Taft has it on the left wing. He dribble drives around a defender, finds Baxter on the cut. Baxter thought about the shot, now spin moves with it, has it knocked away. Cooper Kanabi chases it down. He flies into the crowd. It's going to go out of bounds to the Titans. So it'll be Titans basketball, 10-8 the score. With it is going to be Detman. Detman, cross-court pass, this Irish facing a little bit of pressure. Oh, nice touch pass underneath, has it blocked away. That was Reed Chubb, thought he had an easy one. Cole Taft on the good defensive effort, hustling back there to block that ball out of bounds. 6:54 here to go, second quarter, 10-8, Irish in front. Inbounding is Bowling, trying to lob it into Glothar. It's going to be stolen away by Limeron. Taft ahead. On the steal. Blocked away by Glothar. Emmett Glothar on the steal. Into the hands of Hilgenfeld. Hilgenfeld back over to Bowling. Bowling across the timeline. Right side it goes. Into the hands of Detman. Detman to Glothar. Back out top. Now they'll set up the offense, do the Titans. These two guards on this 2-3 defense of the Irish, very, very, very aggressive. And now they cause another turnover. This time it's going to be Jack Hilgenfeld on the turnover for the Titans. 6:31 left to go, second quarter. 10-8, Irish in front. Inbounding, Limeron will have it. Brings it across the timeline, goes to the right side, Fletcher. Fletcher back to Limeron. Kind of some mirroring defense almost. Both of these top guards in this zone defense are very, very active. Now here's Kanabi with it at the free throw line, back over to Fletcher. Out top Limeron, he'll try a three from the left wing, up and off, won't fall. Baxter tips it to himself on the offensive rebound underneath the basket. Trying to bounce it outside, does so to Fletcher. Fletcher pulls it back out top, fresh shot clock. Out in the hands of Limeron. Limeron underneath the basket, Baxter. Whistle and traveling is going to be called. Toby Baxter was under there. Great pass from Limeron to Baxter. Baxter turns it over to the Titans. Hayden Cloud checks back into the ball game. He will replace Toby Baxter. 10-8, our score. Time on the court with 5:59 left to go here in quarter number two. We'll take a 30-second break and be back with more basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Sunny 101.3.
A lot of pressuring defense Not a lot of baskets falling here in Humboldt so far in this boys contest. We've played 10 minutes of this ball game, and it's 10-8 Irish in front of the Titans. The Titans did have an 8-3 lead there early in the ball game. Since then, the Irish have went on a 7-0 run to make it 10-8 with 5:59 left to go here in quarter number two. Coach Jamie Stice decided to call a timeout, get the guys corralled just a little bit. Doing so, they break huddle, and now we're ready to get back to live action here. Full court pressure once again set up by the Irish. Up top in this zone defense now is Hayden Clough and Bo Fletcher. So Fletcher and Clough providing the pressure now. Now here's a steal. Fletcher pokes it away. Underneath, he gets the ball right back from Clough. Up and good. Bo Fletcher with his first field goal. Great, great, great defensive effort by Fletcher. Now on the ensuing possession. Now 12-8, the Irish in front. Here with the basketball is Detman. Detman gets it across the timeline. They set it up. Zothar has it at the top of the key. Right side back to Detman top. Hilgenfeld gets it on the left side, cross-court pass, Bowling, down to Gothar. Gothar making a move to the hoop, puts it up off the glass, and good. Emmett Gothar with his second field goal. He's got five on the night, 12-10, Irish with the ball and up by two. Left side, Kanabi has it. Back to Clough, now over to the left side, Fletcher. They work it around. Clough does Limmer on right side. Kanabi has it at the free throw line. Uses his dribble back out top. Clough. They work it to Fletcher, who will try a three from the left wing. Up and good. Bo Fletcher with 5 points here in the third quarter. And it's a 5-point lead for the Irish now at 15-10 with 5 minutes left to go here in quarter number two. With the ball is Bowling. Bowling. Back left side. It goes into the hands of Hilgenfeld. Hilgenfeld, cross-court, Detman. Detman to Gothar. Gothar, he'll try a triple. Right corner won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Hayden Clough. Clough gets it off to Limeron. Irish pushing into the hands of Fletcher. Thought about the three. Now he's going to be whistled for a travel. Thought about the three. Kind of got his feet moving before he was put the ball on the ground. And a turnover goes to HTRS. 15-10 the score. Irish in front. 4:38 left to go here in quarter number two. Inbounding. They break the press easy. This is Detman this time. To the glass. Up, off, and won't fall. Rebounding is Bo Fletcher for the Irish. Into the front court comes Bo. He has it. Behind the back. Now he goes to Limeron. Top of the key. They work it to Taft. He'll try a three from the right wing. It won't fall. Taft hits the deck. Whistle and a warning is going to be called on Cole Taft for kind of, they're going to say a flopping call maybe. No foul necessarily, maybe just a warning. Keep telling Taft to stay on his feet. Inbounding into the hands of Detman to Glossar, back to Detman. Detman breaks the press, right side it goes Bowling. When HTRS gets going in a hurry, they can break this Irish press. Here with the basketball this time is Detman down into the Bowling in the corner. Top of the key, Hilgenfeld. He'll try a triple, right wing won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Bo Fletcher for the Irish. Into the front court. Off to Taft. Taft in a hurry on the dribble drive. To the paint. Click out. Clough. Pull up jump shot after making the defender miss. Up and good. Good offensive series, I guess, there by the Irish. Into the front court come the Titans. Now trailing by 7, 17-10. Into the hands. This time is Reed Shupp. Shupp out top. It goes to Bowling. Bowling trying to go down to the corner to Detman. And on the knockaway is Cole Taft. Into the ballgame for the first time this evening, J.J. Lancaster for the Irish. He will replace Cole Taft. 17-10 the score, 3:34 here in quarter number two. Inbounding, they throw it in to Kameon Detman. Detman, bounce pass off to the right side, Bowling. Bowling has it, knocked away. Now stolen away by J.J. Lancaster. Lancaster on the fast break, layup up and good. J.J. Lancaster, a sophomore into the ballgame for this Irish team, gets the bucket. 19-10, Irish in front. Detman was trying to break a double team there. Gets through it, hits the deck, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. Going to be called on Bo Fletcher. On Bo, his first personal foul. Team foul number one. Into the ballgame for the first time comes Noah Howard, a freshman, a 6'1 freshman. Into the ballgame for the first time for Sicker Hart. 19-10 the score, 3:15 left to go here in quarter number two. With the basketball, Detman off to the left side, Hilgenfeld. They try to skip past it to Bowling, stolen away by Lancaster. Lancaster, fast break, oh, he loses the handle on it, right into the hands of Hilgenfeld. Hilgenfeld back the other way, Glothar. Now he's going to get whistled for traveling. Glothar couldn't quite slow himself down enough not to travel. It's going to be a turnover by HTRS. And back to the Irish. 3:02 left to go here in quarter number two. 19-10 the score. Irish in front. Limeron, top of the key, right side it goes. Howard, back to Limeron. They work it to the left. J.J. Lancaster has it in left corner. Out top, Limeron. He'll try a three from the left wing. Up off, won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Jack Hilgenfeld. Hilgenfeld ahead to Detman. Detman, dribble drive baseline, puts a shot up, won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Cooper Kanabe. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on HTRS on Kameon Detman. Detman with his first personal foul, team foul number two. Irish basketball, Limeron has it. Across the timeline, moving from my left to right as I sit here at HTRS High School. Here's Noah Howard. He'll try a three. The lefty puts it up from the top of the key. Up and good. Noah Howard scores the field goal. That pushes the Irish lead to 12, 22-10. 2:29 left to go here in the second quarter. Timeout on the court. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3.
It's always pretty fun to have visitors while we're calling these basketball games. Miley Vonderschmidt made her way over to say hi to me, clear from across the court over there, before they hit the road. So, Miley, if you're listening, thanks for coming to say hi. I really appreciate it. Back to live action. Humboldt with the basketball into the hands of Darius Bowling. Bowling has it. He'll dribble through defenders. Out top, it goes into the hands of Glothar. But before that, they're going to call a pushing foul on the Irish as Bowling was trying to get it over there to Glothar. Foul going to be called on Sickerhard's Hayden Clow. On Hayden, his first personal foul, team foul number two. Glothar throws it in, clear across the court right here in front of the scorer's table. Now they go down into the left corner, Hilgenfeld. Back to Hilgenfeld, with open momentarily. Now they skip it out to Glothar. Glothar moves to the paint, puts a shot up, won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around, out of bounds, last touch by Glothar. Irish will have it. 2:07 left to go here in quarter number two. 22-10, Irish in front. Brendan Limeron around a defender. Now he kicks it out to Clow. Open look for the left wing. Up and good by Hayden Clow for three. Hayden Clow with 5 points on the evening. And it's a 15-point lead for the Irish, 25-10. 17-2 run by the Irish. And it all started here on this defensive end for Coach Golton, the Irish. Dribbling through traffic, Detman up off the glass and good. That's how you work back into it. Kameon Detman with another field goal. He's got seven. Into the front court for the Irish, 25-12 with the lead. On the pass, they were trying to get over to Cooper and Kanabe. Running into Kanabe is Detman. Detman's going to pick up foul number two here. Team foul number three. Into the ball game comes back in Cole Taft as well as Bo Fletcher, both back in. Noah Howard throws it into Lancaster. Now they go back to Howard, to Clow, top of the key. Clow hands it off to Taft. Howard tries a three, left wing, up off, no good. And on the rebound, a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Bo Fletcher kind of came down awkwardly there. I didn't think he was close to the ball, but a whistle and a foul nonetheless. Foul is going to be called on Kameon Detman. On Detman, his third personal foul, team foul number four. So now you have two Titan players with three fouls apiece. Cole Hunsucker's already made his way over here to the bench with those three personal fouls. And then Kameon Detman just picks up foul number three here. Not sure how deep this HTRS team is. Detman will stay out there, though. Lancaster gets the inbound pass, tries a three, won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around into the hands of Hayden Clow. Clow corrals it. A minute and 5 seconds left to play here in quarter number two. Three-pointer by Fletcher. Up and good. Right at the shot clock buzzer. Fletcher gets another triple. He's got eight now in the game. Into the front court, Hilgenfeld. Hilgenfeld. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. A big aggressive play. The Irish are really hassling, I guess, this HTRS team. This time it results in a foul. J.J. Lancaster picks up foul number one, team foul number three. Into the ball game for Lancaster comes Noah Howard. Inbounding into the backcourt for the Titans, they go to Detman. Detman has it at the volleyball spike line. Now here's a steal. Bo Fletcher with the steal. Breakaway layup. Up and good. Bo Fletcher scores again. He's got 10 now in the ball game. Into the front court, losing the handle on it is Bowling. Ball's going to stay with HTRS. 30-12. An unbelievable run here in quarter number two for the Irish. Inbounding are the Titans. They get it in. Back out top. Bowling will try a three. Won't fall. Rebound's going to end up in the hands of Baxter. 30 seconds on the shot clock. Shot clock is off. Into the front court comes Clow with it. Holding for one shot. Clock's at 20 seconds. 30-12 Irish with the lead. Looking for one here. Taft has it on the right side. 14 seconds. Now they go back to Clow. Clow has it at the spike line. Down to Howard. Howard, dribble drive to Tap. Top of the key, open look for three. Up and good. Cole Tap gets another triple to fall. And that's going to take us to halftime. The score, the Irish, 33, and the HTRS Titans, 12. We'll take a two-minute break, come back, and look at the first half stats on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055. If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity fill trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
This is Sunny 101.3.
A lot of action going on here at Humboldt High School here this evening. We got a set of drummers out here at center court, and we got seven blow-up inflatable creatures, mascots, if you would. There's some reindeer, some gingerbread men, Santa, he's out there, snowman, maybe that's Frosty the snowman, doing a little halftime presentation as the Irish do lead the HTRS Titans at halftime. Our halftime report is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Leading the way for the Irish in the first half is Bo Fletcher. He had 10 points on the first half. Cole Taft with 8 points, 5 points for Hayden Clow, 3 points each for Brendan Limeron and Noah Howard, and his 2 points for J.J. Lancaster and Cooper Kanabe for their total of 33. And for the Titans, it was Kameon Detman with 7 points and Emmett Glothar for 5 points for their total of 12 in that first half. 33-12 our score. What we're going to do now, send it back to the studio to MJ Evans, let her have some sponsorship time. We're going to check out the weather, see what's coming for your holiday weekend coming up. Christmas time is right around the corner. We do have more basketball tomorrow night for you on Sunny 101.3. Randy Catula will be in Freeman with the JCC Thunderbirds. That game, girl-boy doubleheader, set to tip off at 6 o'clock. So, MJ Evans, take it away. We'll be back with more high school basketball after this break.
This holiday season, all of us at SBS Insurance want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're thankful for our customers, our neighbors, and the communities we serve. May your days be merry, your travels be safe, and the new year bring health, happiness, and new beginnings. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's from SBS Insurance.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Here at Frontier Bank, we make our loan decisions right here at the bank. With us, you don't have to wait for approval from an out-of-town loan committee. When you apply for a loan, you want an answer, not the runaround. Frontier Bank is a community bank. What does that mean to you? When it comes to loans, it means service, and serving you is what Frontier Bank is all about. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a little bit of patchy fog possible. We'll see a low temperature of 34 degrees with winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tuesday, fog to start the day, otherwise sunshine, with a high temperature around 58 degrees and northeasterly winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday night, cloudy with a low temperature in the upper 30s and southeasterly winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, partly sunny with high temperatures in the upper 50s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with temperatures in the upper 30s. Thursday, Christmas Day, partly sunny, with temperatures well above average, highs in the mid-60s, southerly winds at 5 to 10. Friday, sunshine, with high temperatures again in the mid-60s. Saturday, partly sunny, just a little bit cooler, highs near 60 degrees. Sunday, lots of sunshine, and high temperatures in the upper 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harsin, agent, at B. Harsin Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back to Humboldt. Both teams back out on the court. Getting ready to start this second half. The Irish are in the lead here, 33-12, with two quarters remaining here. Both teams are playing their final game before the Christmas break pops up here this week. I do want to remind everybody one more time that Randy Catula will have high school basketball action for you tomorrow night live on Sunny 101.3, live from Adams, as the Freeman Falcons host the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Scheduled to tip off right around 6 o'clock, so if you're looking for one more set of ball games before the Christmas time festivities start, tune in tomorrow night to Randy over on Sunny 101.3. We want to remind everybody our presenting sponsor for this game tonight is by Mead Lumber. They're building more than projects, they're building communities. So thanks to Mead Lumber for being the presenting sponsor for tonight's ball game. Back out on the court are both teams huddled up now around the coaches giving final instructions before we start quarter number three. Again, want to remind everyone, my name is Cody Schwong. MJ Evans, our studio engineer this evening, doing a great job back at the Sunny 101.3 studio, hitting all the right buttons, MJ. Great job. There's the buzzer. Both teams are coming back out onto the court. It will be Irish basketball to start this third quarter. Both teams have the starters that they started with out on the court. Again, remember, Cole Hunsecker, as well as Kameon Dedman, each have three fouls here to start this third quarter, and it was a 25-4 run for the Irish to get them in front 33-12. On the opening play, Taft has an open look for three from the top of the key that won't fall. On the rebound, it's going to be a whistle and a foul on Toby Baxter. Baxter is going to pick up foul number two of the ball game, team foul number one of the third quarter. Still in that full court press are the Irish. With the basketball, Emmett Glossar, leading scorer on this Titan team. He gets it in the hands of Detman. Detman dribbles to the top, cross-court pass, Hildenfeld. Down into the corner, Bowling. Bowling fakes a pass, gets Fletcher on his off of his feet, that is. Back to Detman, they work it to Bowling, the left corner. Holding it there, bounce pass outside Detman. Shot clock down to 10 now. Here's Hildenfeld with it. Skip pass. Bowling tries a triple from the left corner. Up off won't go. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Limeron. Limeron trapped. Gets it ahead. Throws it over the head of a defender into the hands of Fletcher. Back over to Limeron, top of the key. Just underway here in the third quarter. Limeron moves to the basket. Now he hands it off to Cole Taft on the left side. He'll dribble to the top of the key around the defense of Glossar. He tosses it over to Baxter. Now into the hands of Limeron. Limeron, top of the key, Kanavi, has it top outside the three-point line. Now, Limeron drives it to the left corner, has it stolen away by Hildenfeld. Hildenfeld on the good defensive effort by the Titans. Across court it goes Detman. Detman down to Glossar, back out Detman, top of the key. Cross court, Bowling, Bowling to Hildenfeld. Hildenfeld back to Bowling. They play catch with it. Irish in this zone defense with Limeron and Fletcher out top. Detman uses his dribble around Limeron, takes it to the hoop, up off the glass, won't go. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. Toby Baxter is going to pick up foul number three, team foul number two. We will send Detman, Kameon Detman, to the free throw line for the first time here this evening. Titans, just two free throw opportunities there in the first half. They went one for two. Detman, free throw on the way, up and off, won't fall that time for Detman. The Irish did not shoot one free throw there in the first half. Into the game for the Irish comes Sipple, Kyler Sipple. He replaces Toby Baxter. Baxter just picked up that third foul. He'll take a seat. At the free throw line, Detman takes aim, fires up, and good that time. One for two from the stripe goes Detman. He's got 8 points now on the night. Into the front court, Fletcher for the Irish. Up and good. 3-point look from the corner. Knocks it down. Fletcher with his third triple of the game. He's got 13 points on the night. Now here's Bowling with it. Dribbles to the right elbow. Cross court pass Detman. He'll try a triple. Left corner up off won't fall. Rebound pulled down by Cole Taft. Taft looking to get down the court in a hurry. Kyler Sipple open underneath the basket. Up and good. Kyler Sipple with his first field goal. And it's 38-15, Irish in front. Detman ahead. Hildenfeld tries a three from the right wing. Up off won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Brendan Limeron for the Irish. Into the front court with 5:40 to play here in the third quarter, that is. Cole Taft has it, left wing. Now he sets up the offense, pulls it back out. Top of the key, tosses it over to Limeron. Limeron drives to the paint. Top of the key look for Cooper Kanabi. Free throw line, can't fall. Gothard pulls down the rebound. One-on-one look for Gothard. Good defensive effort by Fletcher. Knocks it away from Gothard, out of bounds. It will stay with HTRS nonetheless. So one-on-one opportunity. Fletcher with the active hands to knock the ball away from Gothard there. Titan fans wanted a foul there. Inbounding are the Titans. They go into Hildenfeld. Hildenfeld gets it to Hunsecker. Hunsecker to Detman, who will try a three. Off won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around into the hands of Bowling. Darius Bowling, left side back to Detman. Now Detman will set up the offense for the Titans. Now throws it to the right side. Hildenfeld down to the corner. Gothard. Lob the pass inside Hunsecker. They swing it around. Shot clock down to 6. Bowling has it. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Bowling to Detman. Now here's a steal by Limeron on the fast break. Up and good by Brendan Limeron. Limeron now with 5 points on the night. 40-13, Irish in front. 5:20 to go here in quarter number three. Detman loses the handle on it. Ball's on the floor. Hunsecker corrals it. Now Detman gets it back in the right corner. Pulled up jump shot from the right elbow won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Fletcher. Fletcher ahead to Limeron. Right side in front of the Irish crowd here. Back to Fletcher. He'll try a triple. Off won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Detman. Detman. Cross-court pass. Clock stop. Clock stuck on 5:20. Clock is still stuck. Up and good by Cole Taft. .519 still on the clock. Third quarter, 42-13 the score. Irish in front. Detman pull up jump shot. Off no good. Cole Taft pulls down the rebound. Taft. Fast break up and good. Cole Taft now with 12 points on the night. 5:01 left to play here in quarter number three. After that, about a minute stoppage in play or so. Officials didn't stop the game to make the clock run at all. Just let it go. Bowling over to Hildenfeld. Top of the key, Detman. Detman kind of double-teamed there. Here's Gothard with an opportunity. Turnaround jump shot in the paint. Up and won't fall. Rebound pulled down by Cooper Kanabi. Kanabi off the Limeron. Now it's a right side look for Fletcher. He'll try a triple. Up and off won't fall. That was Sipple, excuse me, over there. Pulling down the offensive rebound was Cooper Kanabi, and on the rebound is going to be a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be called on Hunsecker. Cole Hunsecker is going to pick up foul number 4. 46-13 the score. The Irish, 13-1 run here in the third quarter after a 25-4 run in quarter number 2. We were all tied at 8. Now on the inbound, turnover, stolen away by Hildenfeld. Hildenfeld to Detman. Detman on the dribble drive, puts it up, blocked away, whistle and a foul is going to be called. We'll send Kameon Detman to the free throw line for 2. Foul is going to be called on Bo Fletcher, on Bo, his second personal foul, team foul number 3. So Detman at the free throw line, where he is 1-for-2 on the night, does have 8 points. First free throw up and good for Kameon. Now 2-for-3 on the evening. 46-14 the score, Irish in front. Detman at the line. Shot is on the way up and good. 3-for-4 now is Detman at the free throw line. He gets into double figures with 10. 46-15, Irish in front. 4:20 left to play here in the third. Sipple hands it off to Fletcher. Fletcher loses his feet, tosses it over to the right side. Clow to the free throw line, kicks it out to Fletcher. Fletcher uses a dribble drive to the paint, kicks it out to Sipple. Sipple uses his dribble to the paint. Noah Howard hits the deck down near the baseline. Now on the dribble drive is Clow. Clow hands it off to Lancaster. Lancaster behind the back. Clock is down to 4 seconds on the shot clock. A deep one by Bo Fletcher won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around into the hands of Hildenfeld. Hildenfeld off to Detman. Detman, cross court to Bowling. Bowling back to Detman. Now to Hildrenfeld on the right side. Looking to move the basketball. Uses a dribble. Throws it across court to Bowling. Bowling to Detman. Detman. Lob pass underneath. Oh, Glothar's wide open. Up and good. Easy one for Emmett Glothar. Emmett now has 7 points on the evening. Clough back the other way. Irish up 46-17. 3:18 left to go. Third quarter. With the basketball, Kyler Sipple. Now into the hands of Noah Howard. He'll hand it to Clough. Clough moving to the left to the free throw line area. Now outside it goes Fletcher. Fletcher, okay, burning some clock here. Now they kick it out to Howard. Playing a little give-and-go action are the Irish. Now Lancaster has it on the left side. Clock down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Lancaster will hoist the three. Won't fall. Rebound going to be cleared out of there by Emmett Glothar for the Titans. Into the front court. With it is Darius Bowling. Bowling has Hildenfeld come up and get the basketball. Cross-court pass Detman. Detman dribbles through defenders, has it knocked away. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Bo Fletcher. On Bo, his third personal foul now. Team foul number 4. Into the game for the Irish. Comes Traden Witt for the first time this evening. Witt enters. Inbounding is Darius Bowling on the far side. Now another sub into the ballgame for the Irish. Cole Taft replaces that's Bo Fletcher. Fletcher comes out, Taft in. Bounding, Bowling. Throws it into Hunsecker, top of the key, right back to Bowling. Bowling thought about the three. Tried to knock it outside to Detman. Detman corrals it somehow. Cross-court pass to Glothar. Glothar back out top, Hildenfeld. Underneath, Hunsecker is wide open under there. They just couldn't get in the ball. Now they lob it into Hunsecker, trying to get underneath to Glothar. Glothar up through traffic. Oh, can't get the shot to go. On the putback is going to be a whistle and a foul. We'll send Emmett Glothar to the free throw line for a pair. Foul is going to be called on Traden Witt, on Traden, his first personal foul. We'll send Glothar to the free throw line. Just a 45% free throw shooter here this year. First free throw on the way up, off, no good that time. Emmett also averages 10 rebounds a game. Second free throw on the way for Glothar, up and off, back iron won't fall. J.J. Lancaster pulls down the rebound. Cole Taft grabs the ball from J.J. into the front court. Taft pull-up jump shot on his own, up and good. Taft knocks down the triple. Just dribbled into the front court, got to the top of the key and shot the three. Here's Hunsecker on the other way. Up and good. Cole Hunsecker enters the scorebook, his first 2 points on the evening. 47-19 the score, a minute 49 to play here in quarter number 3. Irish in front. Taft hands it off to Noah Howard. Howard dribbled to Lancaster. Lancaster pulls the trigger on a three. Up and good from the left wing. Lancaster with his second bucket on the night. He's got 5. Backing down is Glothar. Tries to put a shot up on the glass. Won't fall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Traden Witt. On Witt, his second personal foul now. Team foul number 2. Number 5, that is. So we will send Emmett Glothar to the free throw line. Glothar, where he just missed a pair, will go back. He's got 7 points tonight. A minute 29 to play here in the third. Glothar's first free throw up and good that time. Emmett gets the first one this time to go. Another free throw pending here. Score 50-20 as it sits. Second free throw for Glothar, up and good as well. 50% on the evening. 3-for-6 is Emmett Glothar. 50-21 the score. Irish in front with the basketball. A minute 21 to go. Taft has it. He'll dribble to the free throw line. Pull up jump shot in the lane. Won't fall. Rebound's going to be tracked down by Taft. Good save from going out of bounds. He gets it back into Clough. Now turnaround jump shot by Cole Taft. Taft must have stepped on the baseline. So it'll be Titan basketball. Sub into the ball game, I believe, comes Kyler Sipple. Yep, there's Kyler checking in. Titan basketball. Bowling will throw it into Glothar. A minute 10 left to go here in the quarter. Score remains 50-21. Bowling, down court pass to Hunsecker. Oh, the ball went over Hunsecker's head and hits a cheerleader. A Titan cheerleader got surprised with the basketball. Everybody's okay. It will be Irish basketball. Clow has it. Brings it across the timeline on the far side from where I'm sitting here. Crossover dribble to the paint. Picks up his dribble. Back out top it goes Noah Howard. Howard will try the drive. Puts the shot up. No good. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Titans. And we'll send freshman Noah Howard to the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Darius Bowling that time. On Darius, his first personal foul. Team foul number two. Howard at the stripe. Free throw on the way up off back iron. Will not fall. Noah did knock down a triple there in the second quarter, so he has 3 points on the night. Howard at the line. 48.2 seconds to go in the third. Up and good on the second free throw goes Noah Howard. Now with 4 points. Just a freshman is Howard. Titan basketball. 43 seconds left to go. With it is Detman. Detman lobs it over to Hilgenfeld. Hilgenfeld down to Detman. Detman tries to get inside to Glothar. The ball's going to be tipped out of there by Traden Witt. Right back down to where the area of the HGRS cheerleaders are once again. Inbounding is going to be Detman. Right side underneath his own basket. Lobs it in to Shup. Reed Shup back to Detman. Detman out top Hilgenfeld. Right back into the hands of Detman. They work it to the right side now. Shot clock's down to 10. Detman uses the dribble to the paint, puts a shot up with a lot of traffic around him. Hunziker able to corral the rebound, puts a shot up, no good. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish as Hunziker was making his move to the hoop there. That foul is going to be called on Traden Witt. On Traden, his third personal foul now. Team foul still in the bonus, so two shots coming either way for Cole Hunziker. Hunziker's free throw on the way up and good. 3 points now for Cole on the night. And it's 51-22 Irish in front with 15 seconds left to go here in quarter number three. A little bit of stoppage in play to clean up some wetness on the court. Probably in the area where the players hit the deck just a second ago. Got it mopped up. Towels back off the court. Pending a free throw here by Hunziker. Free throw on the way up and off that time, no good. Lancaster clears the rebound for the Irish. Clock is at 12 seconds. Into the front court now. They just crossed the timeline. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Clow with it. Dribbles to the right side. 5 seconds. Bounce pass underneath Sipple. Good up and under move by Sipple. Can't get the shot to fall. Corrals him. Oh, gets his own rebound. Can't get the shot to fall. And that'll take us to the end of quarter number three where the Irish lead 51-22. One quarter to play here in Humboldt. We'll take a 1 minute break. Back with fourth quarter action on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
1 quarter to play here in Humboldt. HTRS basketball to start this fourth quarter. They move it from right to left this time. Detman, lob pass underneath Glothar, up and good. What a well-drawn-up play there by the HTRS Titans. Glothar scores again. He's got 11 now in the ballgame. Kanabe, right side Fletcher. Now the Irish have it. With the basketball is Taft. Taft down the Limeron. Limeron underneath Fletcher. Fletcher double team down there. Bounce pass out top of Kanabe. Right back into the hands of Fletcher. Now Taft has it. Left side dribble drive around a defender. Up off the glass and good. Cole Taft scores once again. 17 on the night for Cole. Into the hands of Detman for the Titans, 53-24 the score. They hand it off to Bowling. Bowling. Cross-court pass Glothar. He'll try a triple left corner. Up and good. Emmett Glothar knocks down his first three-pointer of the evening. He's now got 14 points tonight. Here's Kanabi with it. Top of the key for the Irish. Back the other way. Three-point look for Bo Fletcher off. No good. Rebound pulled down by Limeron to Baxter. Underneath to Kanabi. Kanabi up off the glass. Won't fall. Glothar clears the rebound for the Titans. Two-on-two opportunity here. Glothar to the paint, up off the glass, and goes. Glothar scores once again, and now you kind of understand why Emmett Glothar averages 23 points per night. Irish back the other way, 53-29 the score. Cole Taft tries a jump shot from the left elbow that won't fall. Rebound going to be pulled down by Cole Hunsecker for the Titans. Into the hands of Bowling. Bowling hands it off to Hunsecker. Now cross-court pass Hilgenfeld. Hilgenfeld to Detman. Slowing things down, 53-29, Irish in front, 6:09 left to go. Pull-up jump shot, Detman off, won't fall that time. Into the front court comes Limeron with the basketball. One against four there momentarily, decides to back it back out to the left side. Didn't really have any numbers there. Now he'll set up the offense for the Irish. Left side, Toby Baxter has it. Bounce basketball, good pass underneath. Fletcher up off the glass and good. Bo Fletcher now with 15 points on the evening, and it's 55-29 Irish. 5:30 to go here in quarter number four. Detman, top of the key, Hilgenfeld. Back to Detman. Detman to Hunsecker. Hunsecker to Glothar. Glothar. For that, while the ball was still in Hunsecker's hands, they're going to call a reach-in foul on the Irish. Foul is going to be called on Toby Baxter. On Toby, his fourth personal foul, team foul number one of quarter number four. Bowling throws it in, goes into Detman at the top of the key. He'll set up the offense to Bowling on the right side. Bowling to Detman. To the left side, Hilgenfeld. Hilgenfeld to Glothar. He'll try one from there. Just knocked one down momentarily, or moments ago, and hits another one. Emmett Glothar scores once again. Timeout on the court called by Coach Goltz and the Irish. 55-32 our score here in quarter number four with 5:12 left to play. We'll take a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student-athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Sunny 101.3.
It's a 10-4 run for the Titans here to start quarter number four. My name is Cody Schwong, bringing you play-by-play action live from Humboldt here on this Monday evening, December 22nd. Basketball on a Monday during the Christmas, every school on Christmas break right now, so a little bonus basketball for our listeners. Irish basketball after the timeout. Coach Gould didn't like that 10-4 run, all put on by Emmett Glothar. Emmett knocked down 2 3-pointers and 2 other field goals for his 10. Now after the timeout, Limeron is going to knock down a 3-pointer from the left wing. Limeron with 8 points now on the night. Titans with the basketball. Detman has it on the right side. Score is 58-32, Irish in front. Now Detman goes to Glothar. He'll try another triple from the right corner this time. Up and good. Glothar knocks down another one. His third 3-pointer of the quarter. He's got 22 on the night. 5 points only there in that first half, and now Emmett Glothar has got 22 on the night. Taft, top of the key, Kanabi. Right side, left side this time is Limeron. Limeron to Fletcher, turnaround jump shot at the elbow, up and good. That was a pretty shot there by Bo Fletcher. Fletcher has 17 on the night. 60-35 the score. Irish in front. Titans with it. HTRS. Left side it goes to Hilgenfeld. Hilgenfeld underneath Glothar. Glothar up off the glass, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound, puts it back up, and good. And Emmett Glothar scores again. He's got 24 now on the evening. Limeron behind the back. Cross court pass Kunabi. Kunabi finds Fletcher underneath. Now they pull it back out top. This is Cole Taft with it. Leading 60-37 are the Irish as the clock shows 3:43. Baxter, turnaround jump shot at the free throw line, won't fall. Rebound's going to be corralled by Detman for the Titans, and a whistle and a foul's going to be called as Detman was trying to get out of there in a hurry. Foul's going to be called on Cooper Kanabe. On Kanabe, his first personal foul. Team foul number two of this fourth quarter. Into the ball game comes Kyler Sipple for the Irish. He replaces Kanabe. 3:37 left to go in the ball game. With the basketball is Detman. Dribbles it across the timeline now, right across this Titans logo. They try to run a play to Glothar. The Irish there to take it away. Bowling tries a three, has it knocked away by Bo Fletcher. Bowling will have it, though, right in front of the Titans bench. Bowling will throw it in to Hilgenfeld. Hilgenfeld back out to Bowling. Bowling to Detman, top of the key. They work it to the left side to Hilgenfeld. Hilgenfeld, cross-court Bowling. Bowling hands it off to Detman. Clock down. Shot up by Detman. No good. Rebound pulled down by Fletcher. Shot clock was down to 10 there as Detman fires a three. Off to the left side for the Irish is Limeron. Limeron underneath. Good pass up to Sipple. Up and good. Great pass from Limeron to Kyler Sipple. Sipple scores again. He's got 4 points tonight. 62-37 the score. 2:48 left to go here in the ballgame. Emmett Glothar, he'll try another triple, up and off that time, no good. Rebound's going to be tracked down by the Titans' Hilgenfeld. Now Detman gets it at the top of the key, resetting things for the Titans. They lob it inside. Glothar moves to the hoop, up off the glass, and good. Glothar scores again. He's got 26 now tonight. Here's Taft on the other way. Puts the shot up and no good that time on the three-pointer by Taft in the right corner. We will send Cole Taft to the free throw line for three. Foul's going to be called on Kameon Detman. On Detman, his fourth personal foul. Team foul number one of this fourth quarter. Taft at the free throw line. First free throw on the way. Up and good. Cole Taft with quite a few points here this evening. We'll get those all added up. That's what we do in our post-game show, so make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll check out how all the players did individually on the stat line. Cole knocks down the second free throw with another one pending as that was a three-point shot. Into the ballgame for the Irish. Hayden Clow, J.J. Lancaster, subbing in for the Irish. 2:23 left to go as Taft is at the free throw line. Second, third free throw, that is. Up and good. He's 3-for-3 on the evening with 20 points on the night. 65-39, Irish in front, 2:22 left to go here in quarter number four. Detman on the dribble drive on the baseline, tries to get it back out to Hunsecker. Detman's going to draw the foul. Foul's going to be called on Kyler Sipple. On Sipple, his first personal foul, team foul number three now, 2:16 to go. Detman to Bowling. Bowling, open look for three. Top of the key, off, won't fall. Emmett Glothar tries to track down the rebound, loses the handle on it to Clow. Clow for the Irish the other way. Moving from our right to left as I sit here at HTRS High School. This is Baxter with it. Way out top near the volleyball spike line. Now they hand it back to Clow. Clow to the right side, Sipple. Sipple, top of the key, Baxter. They work it around to Clow. Foul left side, shot clock at 10. Baxter, right side, bounce pass underneath the cloud, wide open, up and good. Hayden Clow scores once again. He's got 7 tonight. 1:36 to play. Underneath, Hunsecker, wide open, up and good by Cole Hunsecker. He gets that one to go. He's got 5 now on the evening. A minute 25 to play. Now Clow is going to get called for traveling. There's a whole bunch of subs coming in. 5 new ones for each team. We'll try to get them named off here as we go. Owen Sano, Reed Kirkendall, Cash Witt, Traden Witt, Noah Howard. That's the 5 for the Irish. For the Titans out there, Josh Manning, Axton Walmsley, Bennett Arth, Jaden Montalongo, And I missed the fifth one. We'll get him as we go here. It will be Irish basketball with 121 left to go here in the ball game. A fresh set of players out there for both teams. Inbounding into Owen Santo. Santo tries to go to the right side over to Cashwit. Cash can't quite control it. It's going to go off his hand out of bounds to the Titans. Inbounding. Jaden Montelongo throws it in to Carson Duryea. That was the one I was missing moments ago. Duryea to the left side, Josh Manning. Josh Manning has it tipped away into the backcourt. 1:05 to play. Manning across the timeline. Off to the right side, Duryea. Duryea behind the back. Works against Owen Sano. Moves to the hoop. Puts the jump shot up. Won't fall. Rebound is going to be pulled down by Cash Witt for the Irish. Off to Owen Sano. Sano. Reed Kirkendall now has it on the left side. They throw it down to Cash Witt. Witt moves to the hoop along the baseline. Back out top it goes Kirkendall. Into the hands of Noah Howard. Howard dribbles to the paint. Kicks it back out to Sano. Clocks down to 30 seconds to play in the ballgame. We have enjoyed having you listen to this ballgame tonight. Don't forget the postgame show coming up as Howard moves to the hoop. Can't get it to go. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Carson Duryea. Duryea into the front court. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Score still 67-41. The Irish in front of the Titans here in Humboldt. Sub into the ballgame comes Preston Mesger. Mesger into the ballgame. Just a freshman. Inbounding. They throw it into Manning. Manning, left side, it goes over into the hands of Axton Walmsley, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Noah Howard. Noah Howard picks up the foul. His first. Team foul number 4. 12 seconds left to play here in the ball game. They throw it in to Manning. That's going to do it here, I believe, unless the Titans try to score. They bounce past it underneath. It's going to be blocked away by Reed Kirkendall. 5 seconds left to go. 3 seconds. And that's going to be the final score. The Irish come out on top tonight here in Humboldt, 67-41. As a reminder, don't go anywhere. We do have a post-game show for you. We'll take a 2-minute break, come back, and wrap this thing up. You've been enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
As the spirit of the holidays warms our community, Sabetha Community Hospital is here to ensure you stay healthy enough to enjoy every moment. You can celebrate knowing the highest quality care is close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital is here for our community, offering emergency services, a family medicine clinic, and a specialty clinic with nearly 30 different specialists, and more. Sabetha Community Hospital, caring for you and your family this holiday season and all year long.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
In the Richardson County battle tonight between the Fall City Sticker Heart Irish and the HTRS Titans on the boys' side, they just finished that one up. It was the Irish winning 67-41. The Irish moved to 3-1 on the year. The Titans fall to 1-5. Leading the way for the Irish was Cole Taft this evening. He had 20 points on the night. He did knock down 3 three-pointers and was 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 17 points for Bo Fletcher, 8 points for Brendan Limeron, 7 points for Hayden Clow off the bench, 5 points for J.J. Lancaster, 4 each for Kyler Sipple and Noah Howard, and it was 2 points for Cooper Kanavi, the senior in the middle, for their total of 67. For the HTRS Titans, they were led by Emmett Glothar. Remember, he does average 23 points every night as the Titans play. Tonight, he ends up with 26, knocks down 3 three-pointers all in the second half, and he does go 3 for 6 from the free throw line. Right behind him, Kameon Detman, he had 10 points tonight, and Cole Hunsecker was the third scorer for the Titans with 5 for their total of 41. In the girls' contest earlier tonight, if you missed that one, it was the Sacred Heart Lady Irish coming out on top 62-33. The Irish were led by Avery Sano with 17 points on the evening. She knocked down 5 three-point shots. 62-33 on the girls' side, and in this last one you just heard, it was the Sacred Heart Irish coming out victorious 67-41. For MJ Evans, our studio engineer, we bid you a Merry Christmas and a good evening, everybody. My name is Cody Shawong. Thanks for joining us tonight from Humboldt. We leave you with the final score, the Sacred Heart Irish 67, the HTRS Titans 41. Merry Christmas, everybody.